get to our feature interview. He is our first guest, thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask the mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional choice. And if you missed out on the action from Winton, well, this man just did it all. Everybody knows
I'm a monster. High stakes between Tickford and Triple Eight. Van Gisbergen bombs it down the side of the ribbon, and he's almost got up there. Final corner of this race, and he runs it out of road on the edge, and Cam Waters has resisted all the pressure for a brilliant win at Winton.
What a great day for this team and for that young man from Mildura. Everybody knows
I'm a monster. Yes, Monster Energy Racing came up trumps against the Red Bull Ampol Racing team. And please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Cameron Waters.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Mate, we're sensational. Our producer, Nimsy, who you just heard then, he was off deck last week with coronavirus. We're now all three back and healthy, which is sensational. And healthy, my friend, is how you must be feeling after Winton. I mean, we've been desperately waiting for someone to take a bat.
Cam, or his bonus check?
Either way, yeah, his win check. We've been waiting for someone to take a big bat to SVG, brother, and you finally did it and had your best weekend ever. What an effort. Congrats, mate. That was mega.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was it just all clicked, to be honest. So usually we've had, you know, one day we'll have a good race and the next day we wouldn't, or something like that through the year. But yeah, you know, this is the first round where we backed it up each day, being competitive, and, you know, the car's been awesome. So best round that I've had as a whole by far. And it's awesome to be able to go out there and you know, race Shane and, you know, win fair and square, not by, you know, safety car or luck into it.
Hey, mate, can I tell you something? Can I tell you that with the way that your luck has been, not only just this year, but the last few, you know, probably even starting at 2020 Bathurst, where I think you should have won it. That first race, that last couple of corners when Shane had to go and ended up busting a steering arm, I was thinking, oh, here we go. Here's Cam's luck. He's going to go backwards at the last corner after leading the whole race. Shane's going to wobble along across the line with a broken steering arm and still win. I mean, did that cross your mind when you saw him having a crack?
Not really. I knew that he was probably going to jam it in there, but, yeah, it was never going to work. But at least he had a crack and entertained everyone else. But, I guess it's slow enough speed through there that you can kind of clang wheels and stuff, and he's good enough to you know, throw it down the inside and not spray it and take you out, unlike some of the other people I race. So
who does that? Tell us who does
that. Let's get controversial, mate. Tell us who.
I could name half the field, I reckon. Yeah.
Good boy, Cam. Doesn't want to end up on Speed Cafe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's been an interesting year for, well, let's be fair, it's been an interesting couple of years for Tickford. And look, I know you listen to the show, but I've been particularly critical, I suppose, of Tickford and their inconsistency, given the fact that they've got talent like you. Tim's no slouch. You got tons of cash, but there's been very little consistency. Was the win over the weekend something that you found, as you just said, something that clicked? Should we now expect more consistency from Tickford? And I purposefully don't say from you, Cam, because I think you're pedaling the best that you can pedal with what you get. No one would ever question that, I don't think. But it's the cars and the team. Should we expect more results, better results, consistent results from Tickford moving forward? Because even JC has had some glimpses of a good run in recent times. So is it all coming together finally for the long-suffering Tickford fan?
I want to say yes. I think it's been a few rounds coming. Grand Prix were fast, but we didn't qualify well for a few reasons. And Perth, you know, we're fast. We were in contention for, a few race wins. I technically won one of the races in Perth, across the line first anyway. And, you know, Winton, we were competitive again. So I'm hoping, you know, we can go to Darwin and we can be, you know, as fast as we were at Winton. And if we can get to Darwin, which is a completely different track again, and be fast, then I think, you know, we can be consistent for the rest of the year, which, you know, has been plaguing us as a team. And, yeah, I think we kind of know why we've been inconsistent, but, you know, we just need to get a few more rounds under our belt.
Mate, do you think, obviously, now that you've got that couple of wins fair and square over Shane, I'll be frank, and I'm sure that you'll agree, Shane's still got the race pace speed on you and everybody else. It was, you know, your qualifying, your ripper starts, Tickford's good strategy, your in and out laps that got you that win. And obviously a bit of smart play there at the start of the last race, holding him up so that he could get shuffled back, you know? I mean,
smart.
That's reality.
That's how you put a weekend together, right?
Exactly. Mm. So, you know, I've always thought you're a very strong-minded person. You know, everyone's going on about, you know, about obviously AK that you deal with and your mental strength and this and that. I think, I mean, you've always had that, in my opinion. But do you think now that Shane is going to race a bit differently now, knowing that I think that he probably can't get into your head like he's got into probably 99.999% of the others?
I think, yeah, he's smart enough to realise who he's racing, and some people, you know, just put their indicator on and wave him through and other people don't. So I think he, you know, he's smart enough to realise that, and hopefully we can find a little bit more of that race pace. I do agree we probably lacked a little bit, but we ticked a lot of other boxes across the weekend, which is, you know, why we got the two race wins. But saying that, we have closed the gap, you know, quite a lot, I feel, and, you know, at Winton anyway, and in Perth. So, you know, we're trending in the right direction and momentum's on our side and everyone's confident, and we've got a few things coming online soon. So, you know, hopefully it'll all come together a little bit more and we can put a bit more pressure on them again.
Cam, I want to get your thoughts on Gen 3. You've driven it, I believe. Feedback so far in its development, where it's sitting at the moment, what your thoughts are on it moving forward into next year. You excited about it?
Yeah, I've driven it a couple of times now, and it's been totally different each time, which is, you know, to be expected from a prototype car, which, you know, they're trying to iron out bugs and stuff. And I think they've changed it quite a lot since I've driven it. So, you know, it has quite a lot of potential, I think, and it does a lot of things really cool. You know, it sounds cool. It looks awesome. But, you know, the finish or the final product will still be totally different to what I drove. So, yeah, I'm excited by it. You know, it's a fresh start for everyone. And, yeah, I'll drive it again and, you know, get another opinion of it. But, yeah, I think it'll be good.
I mean, when you think about it, we're nearly mid-year. And there's only really the two prototypes built still. Yeah. I mean, the boys and girls at pretty much every race team are going to have their work cut out for them over the break, aren't they? Because there's going to be a hell of a lot of work that's going to need to be done just to get every team's cars done, finished, and on the track for the start of the 2023 season. Don't you agree?
100%. I think, you know, everyone's well aware of the time frame and you know, our team are already gearing up and putting things in place, so we're ready to go, you know, when we do get cars and, you know, we're ordering bits and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty full-on off-season. Well, probably won't be an off-season for some of the guys, unfortunately, but, yeah, it is what it is.
Cam, you've got a background in Speedway. We know that. So is your dad, I think, did not late models. What were they called? Sports sedans in Speedway? Super sedans? Super sedans in Speedway?
Modified production.
Modified. There we go. I knew I'd get there eventually. I'm not a Speedway guy. How, like, they're wild bits of kit. We know that. How has that affected your driving this year? Because you had a couple of good runs, really competitive runs in the season there. How has it changed your driving, your mindset, your skill set? Does it add to it? And are you going to get more drives this year? Like, are we expecting you to see you in Speedway again more this year?
Yeah, I think seat time's king. Doesn't matter what it is. But I think being able to drive something that's, you know, a little bit unique on dirt, you got to search for the grip. Your driving style changes lap after lap, depending on, you know, what the car's doing or the track's doing. So I feel like it makes you adapt, you know, super fast, and I think that only helps in the supercar. So, you know, a lot of the driving's mental side, and you know, the stronger and better you can be in that stuff, the better overall race car driver you're going to be. So for me, I'm going to keep doing the sprint car stuff. I had a lot of fun this year, and you know, started to get a few results at the end, and look forward to doing it all again this summer.
And you, I'm sure you caught the news in the last 48 hours that Archerfield's going to be closing down in Queensland. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think they had to spend a bit of money on the track anyway, but I've never raced at Archerfield and oh, right. I've only heard things about it. So, yeah, I don't really have a lot to say, to be honest, but they did build a new one in Sydney, which is looks awesome. So I would love to go race there. So yeah, hopefully they can build another track up in Queensland.
We still know that he's from a dirt background because you still did your celebratory burnouts on the dirt.
Oh, they were epic.
I don't really mean to be there. I just end up there.
You just couldn't see. You just couldn't see.
Did I actually hear you say at one point you radioed through and said, "Where am I?"
Yeah.
I thought I heard that.
Someone could guide me back to the track, but yeah, they left me hanging.
So, mate, where to from here? I mean, obviously, you've had some quick cars in Darwin in the past. So I think that coming from Perth into Winton, two totally different tracks. I mean, can you take Darwin as a track similar style to Perth, or do you think that it's going to be totally different again? Because for me, it's those long, smooth, sweeping corners, you know, relatively low to medium grip. I think that, you know, possibly because you were quick in Perth, I think that, you know, Darwin might suit you guys as well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it suits us. We got a test day coming up and we got a few things we need to try there, but, you know, the car's worked at two tracks, you know, Winton and Perth, which are, you know, pretty different. So
yep.
I can't see why it wouldn't work up there either. So we'll take it up there with what we've learned from the test day and put it on the track and hopefully she's fast again and we can have another fun weekend racing Shane or someone else.
and I know because we're actually, Stevie J and I are going to be up in Darwin for this round. What do we get, 2 or 3 weeks away from that? Have you got your PR schedule for Darwin yet? Like, are you floating in a tank with a crocodile again and got a photo shoot on the main straight with a snake and a fill neck lizard?
Can you do something different?
Can we do something different, supercars? Seriously. Yeah. Some new imagery. Do you know what you're doing up there PR-wise yet?
I got no idea, but I'm sure our media department have got something in store for me. They always do. So I'll just have to wait and see. But I might try and go up a bit earlier or after the round and do a bit of fishing and look at all the local things.
I love it. I think it's one of the best rounds of the year, particularly for folks like you that are coming from Melbourne and you get up there in the mid-year and it's 30 degrees still. I mean, I don't have to drive a supercar up there, so get up there and sit in the corporate stand and have a couple of beers. I think it's absolutely best round
Cam,
of the year.
Matty is the only guy that I know that is a that doesn't drive a supercar and he sits in the corporate facility with a cool suit on.
I probably would too if I could.
Oh, it's a good place up there, mate. I got to say, I think, as I said to you right at the start, I think the last couple of years, certainly the feedback that we get from the people who listen to this show, don't put the responsibility of the inconsistency on your shoulders. I think it's a bigger question than that. And I think, again, from the feedback that we've had this week, watching you have that weekend that you had, I think everyone was genuinely happy for you, mate. So congratulations from all of us and all of our listeners. And we know that you're one of the top three guys out there. And I'm hoping that as we go from here to Darwin and then to Townsville, the car adapts and it suits those circuits and you're able
just want to see those battles.
Take it,
you know,
to
it's nothing more boring than...
We want to see you really jamming it in the door of SVG or Davison or whoever. The racing that you and SVG put on at the front there, I thought was sensational over the weekend. And we were all really happy for you, mate. So congrats.
Thank you. Hopefully we got the top end and give you guys something else to talk about. And I'll be on the show after Darwin as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and then I mean we've got Bathurst later on in the year too, and you know I'm hoping
sign
that
me up for that one as well.
Yeah, exactly. Signing up for that. I was a bit peeved though that he ended up getting up the inside at turn three and race two. I'm like,
but damn. that's his like, and you can
he does the fakey thing.
He does the fakey thing
and,
like that.
Cam, you probably didn't even expect him to go there because you were half in the middle of the road anyway.
That's new this year, Cam, don't you reckon? Where he's done the, you know, when you're in the head ahead, the fakey, you go in to just cover a little bit, not thinking. Oh,
I reckon
mate,
he's got
ABS. Jam it in there.
I reckon he's got ABS. 100%.
I thought I was far enough over. So,
and that's
a lot
thing.
More track to the right, but anyway, that was enough. Surprising, he got down there.
But that's the thing that we've been talking about, Cam. That move that he's doing this
year,
and he can stop it, which is to the strength of the car and his ability. But I kind of love it when he does it because we've seen it where you did exactly what anyone that's driven a race car would do, Cam. You moved over just a little bit to make the guy behind you think, oh, geez, I'm not going to jam it down there. I won't do it. And he's to the left, and then he goes, right, there's my chance, and bang. It's a great move when it comes off. But
it wasn't like there was much room because they hit mirrors, so it was actually pretty close.
Yeah, totally.
There'll
but
be
it's
a point where it won't come off.
Yeah, correct.
But it's not with me.
Would you agree that that's a new thing that we've seen from SVG this year?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's new, but he's definitely been doing it. But the car's very good under brakes, and he's driving it well, so... You know, it gives him the ability to be able to do moves like that.
I'd be checking for chopper plates in the front hubs. I reckon it's got ABS.
Righto, mate.
Get Tim onto the case, Cam. We'll see. I reckon if you asked him, he'll say that's bullshit as well.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, can't have much more of that. quickly, mate, we're going to let you go. But just quickly, wrap on Bathurst. Your co-driver, obviously, the last couple of years, you've had James Moffat. Are we expecting, and Will Davison, are we expecting, not Will, obviously, but are we expecting Moff to be back with you again this year at Monster Racing?
I don't know if anything's confirmed, but if you put a place or a bet on it, I think you'd be a pretty safe bet.
I love it. Oh, I love the answer.
The Clayton's answer, the answer you get when you're not giving an answer.
It's always good to have someone, mate, as you know, it's always good to have someone, like Tander's now sort of fairly synonymous with SVG. And when you've got someone that you know is quick and is in the culture of your team and knows everybody and you guys get on well, I think that's probably a massive plus. And every year that you guys come back together, I think it makes you stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Oh, I love driving with Moss. He's awesome to team up with and he does a really, really good job in the car. So, we'll see. Oh,
you've done it now, Cam. That's
going to
be on
I'm going
speed.
Going down to the TAB.
That's going to be on Speed Cafe tomorrow now.
I'm on Ladbrokes now.
Warriors confirms Moffat to co-drive with him at 2022. Oh, you've done it now.
And then there's the Tim Edwards phone call to Cam Waters in the morning. Hey, Cam, can we have a chat about your co-driver?
Just when you turn your phone off.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is nice to see Tim leave a race meet with a big smile on his face, though.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
It is good.
Hey, but Kev, we appreciate you jumping on board, mate. Enjoy a bit of time off before Darwin, and hopefully we'll chat to you after the top end.
Cool. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Cameron Waters was our feature interview thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask Mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice.